Less than an hour from now, right around 5:05, they'll pick up a game that was suspended due to rain in the bottom of the second inning yesterday. This is Andy Bull Barch out here in Avon, and Matt Douglas, my tag team partner, is back in studio control. And we have our next guest lined up. We are actually occupying perhaps the best seat in the house. This is technically the catbird seat here at Springer Stadium, my friend. Tom Kramick, the owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, is kind enough to let me sit in on the Kramick suite. This is beautiful.
This is nice. I should actually try and use this sometime because you know me during a game. I'm never up here. No, I'll pop up here once in a while, but I'm usually running the concourse.
Well, I was thinking that when Bull said that. The games I've been, Tom, I always see you out and about either perusing or working, and I thought, wow, Bull's probably going to hang out there for the rest of his life.
It's empty a lot of nights because, you know, I'm not here. We'll have guests every once in a while, but I mean, you're welcome to set up here anytime, Bull. You can move out of that radio booth, drag Alex down here.
Be careful what you offer,
Don't
Tom.
Tempt me. Don't tempt me. I'll tell you what, it wasn't your idea to put the press box up the third baseline here, but I sat here and
this
I was.
This makes sense, doesn't it? You're behind home plate here.
Yes, this is like old times. I'm sitting back here watching these guys take BP, and I thought, holy cow, I can actually get a really good view of balls and strikes from up here. It's amazing.
Sure.
But this is awesome. And I mean, I walked in here and it was almost too good to be true. I thought, God, this is perfect. It's like 63 degrees in here. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic because it's 100 degrees outside, but you know, even if it is warm out, this is a great place to come on down here and have some fun all throughout the course of the week. Anytime it's hot, you have to take advantage of Crafty Drafty Thursday, which you guys have tomorrow.
Absolutely, half off craft draft beers. So, and tonight is Wagon Wednesday. We were just discussing if your lovely wife was going to bring the dog down. We're not quite sure on that, but I'm telling you, Wagon Wednesday, people love bringing their dogs out. We've got the pools. Now, those are for the dogs, Bull.
You can't jump in
the kiddie pool.
All right.
Sorry, you're a little oversized for that. So, yeah, and dollar hot dogs. I heard somewhere today it's National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, wow.
One of those random thoughts you pick up along the day. And, you know, we do dollar hot dogs tonight. So come on down. Extra baseball. We could go as many as 16, 17 innings tonight. So should be fun. Need to get two wins tonight.
Yes. Well, and I think we could stay on that topic for a second because this is a battle of two first-place teams, and you know it's a pretty big deal when the deputy commissioner sends you a text right around the time of the first pitch saying, hey, why aren't you guys on yet? Because he's locked in and he wants to see and hear what's happening. But this is still a really cool atmosphere when you have two really good teams like this going at it. And even though Florence is the best team in the league record-wise right now, boy, the grapest show on turf has certainly given them a run for their money this year.
We went down there right before the break, won 3 out of 4. So we match up well against these guys. You know, for us, the pitching is going to be there every night. It's, you know, can we scratch out enough runs to win the game? And so tonight we're going to try and get two from them.
Absolutely, and it should be noted, too, we've talked about the promotions that are going on all the way up until Friday. Friday is one of my favorites, and one of the reasons people love minor league baseball is because you've got all the quirky promotions, and they just kind of catch. You guys have Christmas in July coming up on Friday, and I got to be honest, I cut a lot of promos and commercials throughout the course of the year. I had a lot of fun cutting that one for Friday because Friday, Christmas in July, it just has a different feel to it, and people really kind of get behind it. What do you guys have lined up?
Christmas in July, I'll be honest with you. The first year I got here, they had always done it, and I had never heard of it, and so we didn't do it that first year. Boy, did I hear about it then. But we've done it the last 2 years. People really turn out. They love Christmas in July. Santa will be here. We'll have the park all decorated. You'll hear Christmas tunes wafting amongst the 90-degree air all night. It's a big – we've got a big crowd coming that night. People love it. It's presented by our partners at Community West Foundation, and they do a great job. But, it's – Chris, I'm not sure I want to be the fat man that night out on the concourse. It's going to be warm.
I was going to say, can Santa wear like a – can he wear a bathing suit?
Kind of like Florida. When you see Santa in Florida, Santa in sandals. Yeah, we may have to allow that to happen. So, it should be a lot of fun. And obviously Friday night's the big night with fireworks. They will be orchestrated to Christmas music, as you would expect. So come on out. It should be a lot of fun. We do have some tickets available, and Saturday sold out. Teamsters are going to be here. They buy out the ballpark every year, and we love having that group out here. They have so much fun and really enjoy it. And then Sunday, I may have to get you involved in some of our goings-on here Sunday.
Oh, boy.
It's down on the farm day. And being the farm boy that I know you are.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're going to have some barnyard critters, so to speak, available in a petting zoo. We've got a llama, two alpacas. I know you're big on alpacas.
Big. Bull. Oh, yeah.
A sheep, two goats, two mini cows, which I'm really curious to see, and then a mini donkey mule.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe we should just, instead of doing the petting zoo outside, put them all in the radio booth.
I like that idea.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, like, we already have a bull up there. Why wouldn't you have your two mini cows and your mini donkey and alpaca?
We've got to get the hay in that barn then, right?
That's right.
Geez, oh, man, we've got to get the hay in there and whatever else it is.
You can give Alex the shovel in case that's necessary to clean anything up.
You put that many barnyard animals in there, I'm sure it's going to be scary for
them. There's going to be several shovel loads, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, there are a lot of people that might listen to me and think, you know what? I'll leave it at that.
He shovels for a living. Why would that be any different? No, it should be a lot of fun Sunday. And obviously, every Sunday we do the pregame catch in the field, which kids love. I mean, that's so cool for them to be able to come out here, you know, an hour before the ball game and just wander out on the field and play catch with their brother or sister or dad or whoever. And then we do the postgame autographs.
Very cool stuff.
On the field.
Douglas, I think you need to come out here on Sunday, man. Take advantage of all the farm animals that are going to be out here.
Well, I'm excited. I like barnyard animals. Don't get me wrong. Christmas in July, I think, is more my thing. Tom, have you got any here? Andy Bull Barch's Crushers Christmas in July promo here?
I haven't heard it.
Oh, well, let me just spark it up here. At least the beginning of it.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Springer Stadium.
There you go. Can you get past the song there? I didn't know Andy Bull Barch was a singer, let alone somebody who put it out there. But I think a Christmas album maybe in the future for the Crushers, Tom.
Well, I'm thinking maybe instead of, you know, take me out to the ballgame in the seventh inning, we could lead the crowd in some, you know, some holiday spirit, sing a jingle or two.
I like that idea. Please tell me you're giving the mic to Bull over there, because you could have a whole new Harry Carey seventh inning stretch thing on your hands.
I was just going to say, it worked for Harry Carey for a lot of years. You know, Bull leaning out the window of the radio booth and leading the crowd in Jingle Bells or Silent Night.
Tell you what, Harry Carey probably had a couple of Christmas sales before he bent out the window when he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And, you know,
he had Christmas spirit flowing all year long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he did. Plus, Tom Myros, our on-field MC here, does a wonderful job. And Tom's got that singing voice I just can't replicate.
I don't know.
You've got to hear Tom. He's really good.
He's pretty good.
Tom's got so much complexity as well with that voice. Not only can he sing, he's done the anthem a few times. He, of course, has done God Bless America. Have you ever heard his Bruce Drennan impression?
I have not.
It's lights out.
Really?
Lights
he nails
out.
Drennan, huh?
That's far and away the best Drennan impression I've ever heard. He also does a really good Howard Cosell. He did that last night for us in the press box, too. So I can't take that away from Tom. Tom is lights out when it comes to that. He's got a much, much better singing voice. Now, having said that, I've done a duet with Richard Belding from Saved by the Bell. So
you have.
Perhaps a duet could be in order with me and Mr. Myros if that's something we want to cook up.
You sang with Mr. Belding?
I did.
What'd you sing?
We sang about 10 years ago. It might even be close to 10 years to the day, which July of 2009, we did the What a Wonderful World.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was the duet we did together. Somewhere that's on tape.
I'm telling you, Matt, I'm learning all sorts of hidden talents in this guy next to me right here.
Me too. It started as that promo. Now I'm hearing when you sang What a Wonderful, the classic Louis Armstrong sang that, correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
He had a karaoke business he did, but he did it. And it just kind of came about as a joke because he had such a bad singing voice. People thought, oh, my God, that's Mr. Belding. His singing is so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
And, like, he has a DVD that came out of it. It's like a goofy picture of him, like, pretending to play the piano. He's, like, looking over, making a goofy face. It's hilarious. And, like, it's so bad, it's great. But, like, that's kind of how it came to. So he had a guy that was his handler for many, many years, Eric Haig. He actually worked for the Southern Illinois Miners for many years. And he went ballpark to ballpark. You would have never thought that would have worked. But, I mean, he brought in thousands of people.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Mr. Belding, it's a cult following.
It's so wild.
Yeah, people love him.
And it worked that particular night in Charleston, West Virginia, back in 2009. He came on our pregame show, and we sat there for 15 minutes. And at the end of it, we finished with a duet, What a Wonderful World. One of the highlights of my career, let me tell you.
I'm dumbfounded. New respect.
I sing in the office constantly. I've never heard Bull, so I'm surprised by all this information I'm finding out here. Apparently, Bull and Mr. Belding had their own, what do you call that, a variety show. You guys should have
had a moment.
Yes,
yeah.
Had a moment. I like that better. I could see that. The new Sonny and Cher, Bull and Belding.
Absolutely.
Come on, that's
Bull
a thing.
Bull and Belding.
Bull and Belding, that's right. Well,
40 City Tour next summer.
Oh, man. I don't think anybody wants any part of that. No question about it. See, I've gotten good at this singing thing because Mr. Douglas, just being around the guy, don't let this guy fool you. He was in the show choir growing up.
Really?
He was.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I'll
do any solos, did you, Matt?
No, I stayed away from those. I've always said it wasn't fair because the girls in my high school had to legitimately try out and make the show choir, but for the guys, they needed people. So they were
they
like,
had a shortage, huh?
Exactly. So I snuck in. I was like, hey, easy high school credit, but I enjoyed myself. It was
good.
Fun.
Good.
See? So. That's a gift. He's got an absolute gift. When you're around that gift long enough, sometimes it rubs off on you a little bit. So people, I can't help but think that's the case.
People are probably telling you to please return that one after hearing me and you.
Speaking of Christmas in July, returning gifts.
Yes, Christmas in July here on Friday. Again, Tom Kraming, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, we here in Cleveland enjoyed the Midsummer Classic just over a week ago. You were enjoying the Frontier and Can-Am League Midsummer Classic last week. How was that experience?
Something new this year where we took the Frontier League All-Stars and went up against one of our independent league partners, the Can-Am League, based up in sort of the Northeast U.S. and Canada, and went up to Rockland County, New York, home of the Rockland Boulders. Beautiful ballpark. Really a nice ballpark. A little bit bigger than ours. And played an All-Star game up there. And I tell you, the Frontier League smoked them. We won 7-0. I think we out-hit them 14-6, which was really impressive. You know, the leagues are both independent ball, but there are some differences in the player roster. As you know, we cap our roster when guys hit 27 years old, you're done, because we really focus on those prospects, those guys who have a chance of getting signed by major league organizations. The Can-Am League tends to skew a little older. They don't have an age cap. There's a lot of guys in that league who are in their 30s, career minor league guys who are never going to go anywhere in affiliated ball. So it was really impressive. Pat Lede was our representative up there. He pitched a great inning. One hit, two strikeouts, looked great. And to see our young guys go up there and show those old guys that, you know, we can play this game as well or better than anybody was really impressive. A lot of fun.
And you mentioned to me there was some pride involved in that All-Star game too, because the way they had things set up, you and the rest of the Frontier League owners on one side and the Can-Am League owners are on the other side. And, you know, there's some friendly banter going back and forth for sure, but there's a lot of pride involved in that, as you just mentioned, because the leagues are so different.
Absolutely. We were talking about, you know, the differences between the leagues in those age groups, and a lot of those Can-Am owners were talking about, oh, well, you know, our league has a better quality of play. You get the older guys, more experienced. They know how to play the game a little better. And we just sort of smiled and said, oh, really? Yeah, that's interesting. And then once the game hit, we were all up on one of the party decks in the ballpark, and the Frontier League guys are all in one side of the deck, and the Can-Am League owners are on the other side of the deck, and we're smoking them 7-0. And I mean, it wasn't even really that close. And we just sort of said, yeah, those older players, yeah, they're really impressive.
Now, is that something that could happen again next year? Is that a conversation?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And there's even talk of, you know, some of the Can-Am teams coming over and joining the Frontier League and expanding. If that were to happen, you know, we could find ourselves with a 14 or 16 team league next year and a dramatically larger footprint. There's a long way to go if and when that would happen, but it would be exciting. It would really open up some new markets for the Frontier League. They have three teams in Metro New York, three teams up in Canada. I know how you love going to Canada Bowl.
Eh?
Go up and play in Quebec in early May. Yeah, that might be challenging.
You know, I guess
they schedule them generally to start on the road and play down here, but I don't know. Have you been to Quebec City?
I have not.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I've heard. It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's I've heard good things.
Yeah. You have to brush up on your French. They speak that there.
Douglas is, he could brush up on his French. Maybe he and I could do a road trip next year.
I was talking to one of our former players who's now in the Can-Am League, Nick Bozeman. Remember Nick?
Yeah, oh yeah. Lefty? Yeah.
He's playing in New Jersey. And he was talking about playing in Quebec, and the fans are into it, and they're loud, and they're raucous, and it's a big party, and they're having a great time. And he goes, and they're really yelling at you and giving you a hard time. He goes, but it's all in French, so you really don't know what they're saying.
I like that.
And he says, you know, being heckled is being heckled, but when it's in French, it just sounds a little nicer.
It does.
It doesn't sound so hostile.
Yeah, it sounds a lot more sophisticated.
As opposed to when you're in Jersey and being heckled. Now you're being heckled.
Yeah, you have to wear earplugs sometimes when you're getting heckled in Jersey. Mm-hmm. I could see that. But it's interesting you mentioned that, because you kind of have to continue to have those conversations about that, because the schedule comes out, well, October, early November, mm-hmm. at the absolute latest. So if you're going to make that move, that's an ongoing conversation that has to happen over the next few months, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that it's a conversation that's been going on, quite honestly, since last winter. And it's going to continue. But there's going to come a point where, you know, probably come mid-August, September 1, we're either going to do it or we're not. And it may be, okay, we like it. We have to work out some details, whether it's salary cap or player rosters. But it's not going to happen 2020. It might be a 2021 conversation, because mid-August, we're already knee-deep into next year, working on schedules, working on travel, determining what rosters are going to look like. So it's going to have to happen probably within the next 30 to 45 days if it's going to happen next season.
Okay. And obviously there are a lot of things that would have to change, because, as you mentioned, both leagues play by a different set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
So there would have to be some negotiating going on there as well. But that'll be a lot of fun to follow that and see how that mm-hmm. progresses as well.
I think it would be great for both leagues. As I said, it would open up a lot of new markets, changes your travel dramatically. You know, going from Sauget, Illinois, St. Louis, all the way to Quebec, that's a long ride. But there's definitely some interest on both sides in trying to make a deal happen.
Good stuff. Well, we can't close out without talking about Coco Crisp. The bobblehead night was already here, and those were really sharp. You guys mm-hmm. did a great job with those, and he'll be here. I believe it is 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, correct?
That is correct. He'll be playing for the Crushers. Mr. Roth and I were talking about that today. He's been actually looking to bolster our bench with a left-handed bat. I said, well, I got one for one night. I'm not sure I can get him signed for the rest of the year. There's that whole age thing again. But Coco's going to be here. He's going to, at the least, play DH. We'll talk to him about maybe playing center field, see if his legs are still up for maybe playing a few innings out there. He's excited about it. He's, you know, talked to us about it a couple of times, and it's going to be a lot of fun. He's going to sign autographs for about an hour after the game. He'll be here for BP. He'll be here during the day. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're hoping a lot of people turn out to see him, because he was a fan favorite when he was here in Cleveland, and should be fun.
And as you mentioned to me earlier, I mean, he's not all that far removed
no,
from his playing days.
He's not. I mean, he's much closer to his major league career than Hafner was. And you remember that ball Hafner hit into Interstate 90 last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I have no question that Coco can still compete at this level. Absolutely.
Going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, so that should be a blast. Tom, is always a pleasure, my friend. We appreciate you joining us.
Always a pleasure being here. Next time, I'll expect you to sort of sing me onto the air.
I'll see what I can do. Maybe I could pre-record something. I might need a few cracks at that. That's not something I'm going to knock out of the park the first time I try it.
But got to explore your range on that one.
Oh, yeah, or lack of range, one way or the other. But and thanks for letting me do the show here in the catbird seat. This is awesome, man. I've been in this room a few times, never actually sat down to do a show in here before, so this is a lot of fun. I appreciate you letting me in here as well.
Absolutely, anytime.
Good stuff. Again, Tom Kramig, owner of the Lake Erie Crushers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside and take a break. Matt and I will come back after this here on AM 930 WEOL.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with your This Date in Cleveland Indians History. And on this date, back in 2007, July the 17th, Ryan Garko hit a walk-off base hit as the Indians defeated the Chicago White Sox. For Garko, it was part of his best Major League season. That 2007 campaign, Garko ended up the season hitting 289 with a career best 21 home runs and 61 runs driven in that season as the Indians advanced to the postseason, winning the division and all the way to the American League Championship Series. That's this date, July the 17th, 2007, in Cleveland Indians history.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun in your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase, and they'll automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could quickly become 70,000. It's just that easy. Get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Sign up now for Lorain County's Wireless Emergency Notification System. Also known as Reverse 911, it's a free, reliable way to get emergency notifications and weather alerts, including tornado, severe thunderstorm, and marine warnings, sent directly to the phone number or email that you provide. To sign up, follow the Lorain County Emergency Alert link at WEOL.com or find Lorain County Emergency Management Agency Situational Awareness on Facebook. Provided by Lorain County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security and local communities.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Weekday afternoons at 5:15, AM 930 WEOL and University Hospitals present You and Your Health. Hear about medical advances and treatments in our area. University Hospitals, You and Your Health. Weekday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 930 WEOL.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $32.99. Plus, get a $5 AutoZone gift card by mail. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is Bulls Eye on Weather on AM 930. Hello. Showers end overnight with a low near 73. Thursday, things really heat up. Hot, hazy, humid. High of 95.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished in the red for a second straight session. The Dow Industrials dropped 115 points, the NASDAQ Composite fell 37, and the S&P 500 eased 19. Just out, quarterly results from Netflix. Earnings and revenue were about as expected, but its subscriber additions were well shy of expectations, sending shares tumbling in after-hours trading. Bank earnings have been rolling in the last few days. This morning, Bank of America posted better-than-expected quarterly profits and said it would return $37 billion to shareholders over the next 12 months through stock buybacks and dividends. Its stock rose fractionally today. Bank of New York Mellon reported better-than-expected profits, sending its stock up 2.3%, but shares of Comerica dropped 3.5% in the wake of disappointing quarterly numbers. A big gainer today, Abbott Labs. Shares of the healthcare company's stock jumped 3.1% after it raised earnings guidance. Oil futures fell again today. August crude down 1.5%. Again, the Dow down 115 today. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip!
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Ha ha! Wake up, Cole!
It's a good morning and I'm feeling fine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning and a special good morning to you this morning.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
Start your day with the WEOL Morning Show. Craig updates you on the local news. We'll check in with some sports and interviews from people in the community, your neighbors and friends. Also people who don't live near you and who are not your friends. 7 to 9 on WEOL.
The Cavaliers, Indians, Blue Jackets, Buckeyes, the best high school sports, only on AM 930 WEOL. Elyria Lorraine Medina. Now, WEOL News.
Good afternoon, I'm Matt Douglas. Showers come to an end tonight. Lows drop down to 73 Thursday and Friday. Hot and humid. Highs getting into the upper 90s right now. Sun's out. Few clouds. It's 82. A two-vehicle crash in Amherst on Route 2 eastbound just east of State Route 58 this morning resulted in at least one person being life-flighted from the scene. According to the Chronicle-Telegram, the accident happened around 11 a.m. when two trucks were involved in a head-on collision. As of now, a portion of Route 2 eastbound remains closed between Route 58 and Middle Ridge Road. They will be so until further notice as crews continue to clean up. Authorities are asking drivers to avoid that area. The November ballot is taking shape in North Ridgeville. Voters will consider two school issues. One would roll four operating levies into one, something more and more school systems are doing in Lorain County, meaning no new taxes. The other will be a bond issue for construction of a new K through third grade building and a new high school with performing arts center.